Hey guys, Will Durst here to sound the alarm about a serious political epidemic sweeping the nation today. America is deep in the throes of a severe case of debate fatigue, and nowhere are the symptoms more apparent than amongst the GOP candidates themselves, as evidenced by their most recent gathering in Nevada, which by any unofficial tally should count as the 367th debate in the past 4 months with only 519 to go. You could say the last debate got a bit testy. You could also say that Girl Scouts make ineffective NFL middle linebackers, especially in nickel coverage. You think the voters are annoyed? You should see the candidates. Starting to get on each other's nerves like somebody else's disco music pinning the red in a bathroom with stainless steel walls. After Rick Perry accused Mitt Romney of hiring illegal aliens to work on his lawn, the two squared off and only the presence of TV cameras kept them from making a date to meet under the bleachers right after school. Perry's frustration is evident. Seemingly unable to form a complete sentence in public, he admitted, "Debates aren't my strong suit." No, not your strong suit. Weak suit, leisure suit, or birthday suit. Face it, debates aren't your Bermuda shorts. And neither is foreign policy Herman Cain's black socks with sandals. All seven of the presidential wannabes tried to one-up each other on who would implement the strictest immigration enforcement by variously promising to utilize an electric fence, predator drones, and I think someone mentioned alligator pits. Michelle Bachmann was confused by Libya being in Africa. Ron Paul kept his eyebrows on, and Newt Gingrich may have scuttled his entire campaign when he vowed his nominee to engage President Obama in a series of 7 3-hour-long debates. Yeah, smooth move. Like telling a man with heartburn you plan on serving nothing but Tabasco jalapeno burritos for dinner for the next 2 weeks, and the sour cream has curdled. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.